Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Trinadapi suniche na charari vasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama ivakivalam kalo nastyeva gatiranyata. I was requested to speak about Krishna Janma that took place in India 5,000 years ago. So, Srimad Bhagavatam gives a very wonderful description of Krishna Janma. We should always remember Srimad Bhagavatam Nigama Kalpataror Galitang Phalam. The Vedas are a tree of knowledge, and the ripened fruit of that tree is known as Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary of the Vedanta Sutra by its own author. So whatever you read in Srimad Bhagavatam is an explanation of the Vedanta Sutra. It is also a complete explanation of Omkar, and it is the topmost transcendental Vedic authority. Srimad Bhagavatam is the final word. And this 10th canto is the smiling face of Krishna. You see Krishna is smiling. Is he smiling? So the Bhagavatam is literally the personal form of Krishna. When we begin meditation, we begin with lotus feet, and the meditation goes upward to the face. First and second cantos are the lotus feet of Krishna. Smiling face is 10th canto. With that being said, if you are ready to hear this Krishna Janma as it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, then please confirm it by saying, Krishna Kaniyalala Ki. Krishna Kaniyalala Ki. Krishna Kaniyalala Ki. Shukadeva Goswami said, thereafter, at the auspicious time for the appearance of the Lord, the entire universe was surcharged with the qualities of goodness, beauty, and peace. The constellation Rohini appeared, as did stars like Ashvini, the sun, the moon, and the other stars and the planets were very peaceful. All directions appeared extremely pleasing, and the beautiful stars twinkled in the cloudless sky. Decorated with towns, villages, mines, and pasturing grounds, the earth seemed all auspicious. The rivers flowed with clear water, and the lakes and vast reservoirs full of lilies and lotuses were extraordinarily beautiful. In the trees and green plants, full of flowers and leaves, pleasing to the eyes, birds like cuckoos and swarms of bees began chanting with sweet voices, for the sake of the demigods. A pure breeze began to flow, pleasing the sense of touch, and bearing the aroma of flowers. And when the Brahmins, engaging in ritualistic ceremonies, ignited their fires according to the Vedic principles, their fires burned steadily, undisturbed by the breeze. Thus, when the birthless Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to appear, the saints and Brahmins, who had always been disturbed by demons like Kamsa and his men, felt peace within the core of their hearts, and kettle drums simultaneously vibrated from the upper planetary system. The Kinnaras and Gandharvas began to sing auspicious songs. The Siddhas and Charanas offered auspicious prayers, and the Vidyadharis, along with the Apsaras, began to dance in jubilation. The demigods and great saintly persons showered flowers in a joyous mood, and clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered, making sounds like those of the ocean's waves. So that is the scene. So I hope you are listening with rapt attention, because that is how best to receive Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like we drink a very nice liquid, so this Srimad Bhagavatam is Amrita, but you drink it through your ears. In this way, you're developing your spiritual senses. Normally, we drink through the mouth, we see through the eyes, we hear through the ears. But when you come to spiritual life, you can drink nectar through your ears. So that's Srimad Bhagavatam, deathless nectar. As long as you're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you are completely safe. Prabhupada wrote, Kirtan Ras is the safest position in this material world. Right now on the East Coast, there's very much fear, is there not? You all know what's happening on East Coast? Irene is coming. They give name, right, to the hurricanes. I wish they would give some different names, like Iravati or something. They give these mundane names, Irene, George. They should get some nice name, Durga. So, and just the other day they had earthquake, right? And they were freaking out. And those people from the West Coast or on the East Coast were saying, hey, this is nothing, we're used to this. So, the scene has been set. Now we're going to go to the next scene. But before we do that, we should chant very quickly, one short. Is Mani Bhai Thakur here? Come here, my friend. Sing with me. Come sing with me. Gadadhar, what key is that? What key? Huh? See? That's good.
Hari Haraye Namaha.
Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Bolo. So, in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami, who is the speaker in the opening chapters, practically the whole first canto, Suta Goswami explains the secret. He was explaining to the sages of Naimisharanya that he was there when Shukadev recited Bhagavatam for the first time before Maharaj Parikshit. And the sages of Naimisharanya wanted him to tell them what he had learned. And in the beginning he said, because I heard with rapt attention, then I can answer all your questions. They asked him six questions in the outset. And so he said, I heard with rapt attention. So that's the secret. And I want to thank the Agrawal family for inviting me to come and speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, because now I can get into samadhi. So I would like to thank the Agrawal family for this blessed opportunity. To speak on Srimad Bhagavatam is a great privilege. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon. Because Devaki was of the same category as Sri Krishna, Vasudev then saw the newborn child who had wonderful lotus-like eyes and who bore in his four hands the weapons Shankha, Chakra, Gada, and Padma. On his chest was the mark of Sri Vatsa, and on his neck the brilliant Kaustubha gem. Dressed in yellow, his body blackish like a dense cloud, his scattered hair fully grown, and his helmet and earrings sparkling uncommonly with the valuable gem of Vaidurya, the child, decorated with the brilliant belt, armlets, banglets, and other ornaments, appeared very wonderful. So, this paragraph explains, here is God. He did not appear as an ordinary child. This description given by Shukadeva Goswami, which he realized, proves that the appearance of Krishna is that of Bhagavan, God himself. When Vasudev saw his extraordinary son, his eyes were struck with wonder. In transcendental jubilation, he mentally collected 10,000 cows and distributed them among the Brahmins as a transcendental festival. Why did he do this mentally? Because he was imprisoned. He couldn't do anything but do it within his mind. And this teaches us that ahoituki apratiyata, there is no material impediment for performing bhakti. If you have a mouth and ears, you can do bhakti. Or even you have ears and mouth, you have a mind, you can do bhakti. Where there's a will, there's a way. And that's the only thing that matters. If there's a will. Let's continue. O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of King Bharat, Vasudev could understand this child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Everyone say? Narayan. Having concluded this without a doubt, he became fearless. Gadadhar appropriately sang, Avaya Charana Vindare. Fearless at Krishna's lotus feet. Same way with Ambarish. Savai Manak Krishna Padaravindayo. So the first step we do, take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. First thing we do. As soon as we take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, we become fearless. Bowing down with folded hands and concentrating his attention, he began to offer prayers to the child who illuminated his birthplace by his natural influence. Right? Brahmanohi pratishtaham. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the Brahman effulgence is resting on my body. So even though he's appearing here in the prison, naturally he's giving off this Brahman effulgence, spiritual light or aura. Thereafter, having seen that her child had all the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Devaki, who was very much afraid of Kamsa and unusually astonished, began to offer prayers to the Lord. And after thus instructing his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, remained silent. In their presence, by his internal energy, he transformed himself into a small human child. When Vasudeva and Devaki offered their prayers to Krishna, one of the last things Devaki said, "My Lord, I am very much afraid that as soon as Kamsa finds out that you have been born, he will come with all kinds of weapons to kill you. Please disguise yourself." So Krishna obliged, and as it says here, he made himself look like an ordinary child. When Krishna, after hearing the prayers of Vasudeva and Devaki, Krishna spoke to them and said, "This is the third time I have appeared as your son. Previously, when you were Prishni and Sutapa, I was your son. And in that incarnation, I was known as Prishni Garbha. Then after that, you appeared as Kashyapa and Aditi. And I became your son again by the name Vamana. Now in this third birth, I am appearing in my original form as Krishna. And this is your last birth." It is understood Vasudeva and Devaki performed great austerities and penances, and they satisfied Lord Brahma, and they could have requested from the Lord liberation, but they chose, rather than liberation, to be the father and mother of Krishna for three lifetimes. Now Krishna was telling them, now this is it. After this drama, this leela, you are returning to my abode to live forever with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, when it says here that Krishna transformed himself, because he originally appeared in his Narayan form, you heard that. So when he changes himself to look like an ordinary human being, this gives us cause to remember something that is taught in the Bible. In the Bible, it is said, man is made in the image and likeness of God. Although the Christians do not know it, they don't know the full purport of that. We do. Because we know that the original form of Krishna is this human-like form. Two hands, right? He has this human-like form. So when we see this word, man is made in the image and likeness of God, we have full appreciation and understanding. For myself, being raised in the Christian tradition, when I understood this from Prabhupada, it made me feel very, very good. Ah, now I understand. Now I understand. Before that, I didn't understand. But when you have guru, sadhu, and shastra, there are no more mysteries. everything becomes revealed. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudev, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the new child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. What's her name? Yashoda. So one of the things Krishna told Vasudeva and Devaki in their conversation, Krishna informed them that, yes, I want you to take me to Gokul, and I want you to switch. Vasudeva was to take Krishna and deliver to his foster parents, Nanda and Yashoda. And he was to take the daughter. That was the instruction that Krishna gave. By the influence of Yogamaya, all the doorkeepers fell fast asleep, their senses unable to work. The other inhabitants of the house also fell deeply asleep. Just as when the sun rises, the darkness automatically disappears. Similarly, when Vasudev appeared, the closed doors, which were strongly pinned with iron and locked with iron chains, opened automatically. So just imagine, they were bound up in shackles. The doors were locked. There were guards. But by the action of Krishna's Yogamaya, everything miraculously becomes undone. Since the clouds in the sky were mildly thundering and showering, Anantanag, an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, followed Vasudev, beginning from the door with hoods expanded to protect Vasudev and the transcendental child. Because of constant rain sent by the demigod Indra, the river Yamuna was filled with deep water, foaming about with fiercely whirling waves. But as the great Indian Ocean had formerly given way to... When did the Indian Ocean give way to? To who? Who? Lord Ram. Didn't what? Right? Says right here, just as the great Indian Ocean had formerly given way to Lord Ramachandra by allowing him to construct a bridge, the river Yamuna gave way to Vasudev and allowed him to cross. When Vasudev reached the house of Nanda Maharaj, he saw that all the cowherd men were fast asleep. Thus he placed his own son on the bed of Yashoda, picked up her daughter, an expansion of Yogamaya, and then returned to his residence, the prison house of Kamsa. Vasudev placed the female child on the bed of Devaki, bound his legs with the iron shackles, and thus remained there as before. Exhausted by the labor of childbirth, Yashoda was overwhelmed with sleep and unable to understand what kind of child had been born to her. So, when Yashoda woke up, she saw that there was this beautiful baby boy, and that is Krishna. Now, as soon as Yogamaya, Yashoda's daughter, was placed with Devaki, as we just heard, and Vasudev put the iron chains back on, the baby began to cry. And that crying woke up the guards. And as soon as the guards woke up, they immediately went to Kamsa and informed him, the eighth child of Devaki has been born. And Kamsa immediately got out of bed, and came to see Devaki. But Kamsa was a little disturbed because he was thinking the eighth child was going to be a son. So he was a little concerned. But nevertheless, this was the eighth child. He grabbed the girl and he was about to kill the child by dashing her on a stone slab. But as soon as he attempted to do so, the girl slipped from his hands and appeared in the sky as Durga and chastised Kamsa. She chastised him, saying, "You fool, you rascal, the child you are looking for is already born somewhere else." And then she disappeared. Kamsa then became repentant. And he explained how only because he believed in the omen that he had heard the day of Devaki's marriage when he was driving the chariot. He said, "Only because I believed the celestial omen did I do all these sinful activities." He killed the first six sons of Devaki, one after another, taking advice and heeding the words of Narada, who told him, "Oh, you don't know. Any one of Devaki's children." And Narada told Kamsa, "In your previous birth, you were a demon. You were named Kalanemi. Lord Vishnu killed you. And he's coming again to kill you, Kamsa." So when Narada revealed everything, Kamsa then took no slack. One after another, six sons of Devaki killed. So he said to Vasudeva and Devaki, "I did this because I believed the omen, but it appears that you can't even trust the celestial omens." And Kamsa begged forgiveness. And because Vasudeva and Devaki are great devotees, after all, not just anybody can be the father and mother of God. You have to be so qualified, the most qualified. And one of those qualities, forgiveness. So because Vasudev and Devaki were great devotees, when they saw that Kamsa was repentant, they forgave him. Just see how great qualification a devotee is. Six children he killed, and they immediately forgave. And not only that, Vasudev promised when Kamsa drew his sword on the wedding day and was about to kill Devaki when he heard the omen. Vasudev promised, no, "I'll bring you all the sons Devaki gives birth to. You can do whatever you like." And sure enough, when Devaki gave birth to the first child, he delivered the first child to Kamsa. Just see how great a personality is Vasudev. That your son, just to keep your word of honor, you give your son to your enemy. So the qualifications of Vasudev and Devaki, it was even mentioned, right? It was mentioned by Shukadeva Goswami. Devaki was on the same platform as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That platform is called Vishuddha Sattva. That platform is called pure spiritual identity. That is the platform by which one can participate in these Krishna pastimes. And one of the purposes of reading and hearing this Krishna Leela is that it's inviting you to participate. By hearing these Krishna Leelas, you are being invited. Would you like to also partake in the drama? Choice is yours. If you want it, you can have it. But you have to want it more than anything else. That's the key. You have to want it more than living in Chino Hills. You have to want it more than your bank balance or whatever. Prabhupada even said, if you're attached to even one rasgulla, you cannot come. You have to be completely detached and become completely attached to Krishna. That is the key. But you're being invited. You were invited to come here, yes? You took the invitation, you came. Did you have good time? Was it worth the coming? Yes. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam is also inviting you. Come. Come on. Come join. When Krishna is dancing his Rasa Leela, that is also an invitation. Come dance with me. When Krishna is playing with the cowherd boys, he's inviting you. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pulling you. Come on, let's go. And Prabhupada, what's he saying? Back home? Back to Godhead. This whole Hare Krishna movement is, that's its only purpose. Prabhupada created ISKCON. He didn't want to go back to Godhead alone. He wanted to bring as many people with him. That's why he created ISKCON. Come on, let's go. Let's get out of this material world. Let's go and be with Krishna. And when you read and hear these Krishna Leelas, hopefully it's enticing you, intriguing you, enthusing you. Yes, this is where I want to go. Hopefully that is your desire. That should be your desire. And my job is to make it as attractive as possible so that, yes, I want to go back to Krishna. And when I read these leelas, that is my conclusion. I want to go back to Krishna. All in favor say, Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Okay, can I just do one short one? Just one short one. Okay, just one short. Allow me my ecstasy. I only get it once in a while. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama.
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Maam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So always remember what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that simply for understanding Krishna's janma and karma in truth, in other words, just read Srimad Bhagavatam. You just read Srimad Bhagavatam and understand Krishna's janma and karma as it is, then at the end of this lifetime, you are going to be with Krishna. Please never forget this special benediction of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, verse 9. Tyaktva dehang puna janma naiti mameti sarjuna. What happens is, if you understand Krishna's janma karma according to Bhagavatam, then your next birth is in the universe where Krishna's pastimes are going on. Right now, somewhere in one of the universes, Krishna Janmashtami is happening. Somewhere. This is how Lord Chaitanya teaches. All of Krishna's pastimes are going on one after the other in one universe. Right now it's what? 9:37 Los Angeles. So Hawaii is only 6:37, but in 3 hours it'll be 9:37. So as soon as one lila is performed in this universe, it is immediately taking place in another universe. Krishna's pastimes are ever happening somewhere in this whole material cosmic manifestation. So you will take a birth in that particular universe and you're trained up by one of Krishna's associates in the Krishna Bhakta program, and you enter into Krishna's Leela. Like Kamlesh, you know where he wants to go? He wants to be at Kurukshetra, where Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita. Bless him that he can do like that. Because right now, somewhere Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, right now. Me? Can I say? I want to be with that rasa dance. That's what I want. Gadadhar, what you want?
He wants to be with you.
He wants to be with, he has to say.
He wants to be with us.
Oh, he wants to be with you.
Yeah,
but what Leela? What here and
yes,
you don't want to go to Krishna?
He's always with Krishna.
I'm talking about after this life. Anyway, you can go, and then after one life in that Krishna Leela, then you return to Krishna's abode, permanent vacation. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra one time.